Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
You guys make it look a lot better than I do. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us here on AfterBuzz TV's coverage of Suits, Season 5, Episode 13, God's Green Earth. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter, at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-M, but I'm not alone.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tiana Hobson. You can find me on Twitter at the Tiana Hobson. I'm still got my shoulders going.
Okay, I'll keep mine going. And I am Anastasia Kasmer, and you can find me on Twitter at Stay Classy Anna. I almost forgot.
That's, must be great to just not be on Twitter.
Who am I?
I forgot my Twitter.
Stacey Ike and Nicole Brazier are in Argentina, where they cannot be, where there's no extradition, they can't be subpoenaed back.
We tried.
To us here on this after show.
We tried to get them subpoenaed, but, you know, it's still getting worked out between our governments. We don't want to start a war, so.
That's a whole mess.
Yeah, it's a whole mess in Argentina.
They went to the embassy, and then we went to the embassy.
Yeah.
It was
just, I had to fly in. I had to get in here.
Yeah,
crazy.
You had to call in Anna, you know.
So, do we want to jump? Well, first off, how do we feel about this episode?
Blackmail.
But
just blackmail.
Just blackmail.
Yeah,
just a bunch of blackmail.
We're done with the show. It was blackmail.
It did feel very blackmail-y left and right, but I'm excited to see where it's all leading because I just want to get to next week when the trial starts, honestly. All I can think this episode is, when's the trial going to start?
We need this trial.
Yeah, I need the trial. I don't want anything else.
That's what I like, and I like how we're incrementally, like, they're chipping at Anita Gibbs' case, but
yes.
Anita Gibbs is chipping at the firm.
Yes.
And that there's this constant thing happening, and Mike is just kind of in the middle, and everyone's a pawn. And
one of the things I love, too, is every season there's someone attacking the firm and threatening the firm, and every season I think to myself, how are they going to get out of this and still be a firm? How is anyone still going to be a lawyer when this is all done? So what I'm really looking forward to is for the trial to be done and to see what's left in the ashes.
Yeah, and to see if Jack is going to get that name partner. Are they going to add a fourth name?
Yeah.
And if Lewis is going to understand that's exactly what he did.
What he did to get his name on the wall.
Because that was, that one moment where Lewis was like, yeah, he doesn't deserve it. And I'm like, neither do
yeah. And he said the office enemy. I was like, Lewis?
That was you
that
up
was
until
you.
Like 8 weeks ago.
He's probably just so happy to have another someone else that's the enemy now so he can feel like part of the team.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, because they're both lifers.
Mm-hmm.
They're both lifers. They've both given everything to that firm.
Which is cute because I feel like in today's generations, you don't have millennials aren't loyal to it because they're starting their own things and jumping around so often. But, you know, my dad was with the company for the majority of his career. And I'm like, wow, I can't imagine staying at one place that long. That seems
I can't imagine
ridiculous.
I can't imagine a place keeping me that long. Like that, and that's not like me personally, like that's the way it's the way millennials see work.
Yes.
Where it's like, yeah, I'm just gonna be here until I'm not here. And then I'll be somewhere else.
But it's kinda awesome to see that kind of loyalty to a place of business and not just to, you know, yes, they are a family in their own distorted ways, but ultimately they're loyal to this company. And I would love to know what the original name was of this place. Do we know?
Like, what was the original guy's
years ago
name?
I'm talking before even Hardman.
Oh,
like
Pearson Hardman. There were a couple names in that.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Like, there's been so many name changes throughout it that it's surprising that people are loyal to this place.
Yeah, I wonder how many you can add to, because it was two, now it's three. And I'm like, Mike is going to be in there.
I was reading some threads earlier in season five. So over the summer, I was reading threads where people were like, welcome to the law firm, a Pierce Inspector lit Zane. And then it was the Paulson.
Scotty's going to be in there.
Scotty. Yeah, and like then the last name of everyone who ever found out about Mike's secret. Malone.
Donna. Yeah. Basically.
Zane again.
For the firm to keep going, they're just going to have to offer everybody who gets a job. Here you go. Your name's on the door.
Yeah.
So let's just jump into the big case. Okay. Gibbs, who really doesn't have very much yet.
But
other than subpoenaed the entire law firm.
Yes. And, I mean, we talked about this a little bit while we were viewing it. She has to know something more that we don't know about, because she believes this, that Mike is not a lawyer, so much. And basically all she's heard is hearsay at this point.
I feel like she's bluffing. I don't know if she knows anything that she hasn't revealed yet. There's something, maybe she's... I don't know, there's something there, but I don't know if she has anything more on Mike. I think she's really bluffing.
Then she must have had someone really screw her over.
Or she has something against. Yeah. Or she has something against Harvey or Pierce Inspector Litt.
Or Jessica.
She's crossed the line that it's... Or, like, she's just one of those people that's her job.
Maybe somebody wronged her or something.
Or it's literally her job to step up where she wants to be professionally to take down an entire law firm.
But I don't think it's that, because it's too much off of, like, what Tiana was saying, hearsay. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if that's her job, I feel like she's still going too hard.
But I feel like her job could be to maliciously prosecute. Or at least the way she wants to do the job, because... Realistically, if you're a district attorney and you have your sights set on, like, governor, the fast track to governor would be to take down publicly the greatest law firm in the city.
This is a the make
biggest
or break
law firm
thing for
okay. that she must have seen enough in whatever information she has.
And this is her ticket.
That it's like, and she's playing real dirty.
Mm-hmm. She's playing dirtier than most of their other foes that we've faced.
Yeah, like dirty and like. Placing op-eds in the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm. Going to Rachel's dean?
Like, she's playing really, really dirty. That I think this is all or nothing for her, too.
Mm-hmm.
To a point that maybe if this information is flimsy and she doesn't have anything personal, it's a matter of this flimsy information and me knowing I could take down Harvey Specter.
Right.
Is enough to get me to the next place, which would be governor and then president. Like, that's pretty much there's nothing in between.
That is the fast track.
Yeah.
You're the governor of a state and then...
And then you become president of the United States.
Or you run for president and then you become vice president.
Yeah.
Or attorney general. I'm talking about Chris Christie. I'm speaking as a Philadelphian, if you hug Jerry Jones, you can't be governor of New Jersey again. That's just a known fact. We're not sidetracked at all.
We digress. I just like using that word. Marissa taught me what it meant.
But going to Rachel's dean, can we just bash on, do our weekly bash, yes. Rachel bashing. Why'd you get in that car?
Dude.
Don't get in that car.
Rachel, stay away from the car when you know that you don't have to go in the car in the first place, because this is illegal.
And they teach you that when you're a kid.
Yes. Yeah, and then when she got in the car and they got to her favorite coffee shop, she was like, I'm done right away.
It's like,
you already got in the car.
She didn't even order anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only reason I would have gotten in the car was to get a free lunch. I would have gotten in the car. We went to my favorite cafe. I would have ordered the most expensive stuff on the menu, waited for it to come, and said, by the way, I'm not telling you anything.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thank you for the lobster.
Thanks for this. I would have just not said any words to her. She could have kept talking at me.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm just not going to say any words back to you, because that's my right, because I've already been subpoenaed. Why are you coming down here? And I know she gave her that document that nothing is... can be admissible in court, but...
Because she doesn't need that.
Yeah. She's still playing really dirty this whole time, and she knows that Rachel has a soft point, and she's kind of thinking about it, but I just can't get over Rachel thinking ever of turning on Harvey when Mike ultimately is the person who's really guilty, and he brought this onto himself when he accepted and pretended to be a lawyer in the first place. Even before Harvey hired him, he was taking the LSATs for people.
Right.
He was doing a lot of wrong things, and it's finally catching up to him. So, Rachel, I know you're in love, and you want him to go to Columbia Law School and stuff.
That's your first thought, Rachel, that was a fairy tale, is correct.
Yes.
That's a fairy tale, because let's say he turns on all the partners.
Mm-hmm.
She takes down that giant law firm. She gets Mike Ross into Columbia. He's the same Mike Ross that was in the newspaper as not practicing as a lawyer.
Right.
Like, even if he made it to Columbia, and even if, like,
his reputation.
Yeah, but, like, that morals board she was talking about would never pay. He was a fake lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fantasy.
And now that we know that she knows about him taking the LSATs for people, basically, okay, Mike's out of the way for this case. Mm-hmm. As soon as she gets Harvey and all those people indicted for it, then she comes after Mike with a different suit and gets him in a different way, so she still catches him. And Rachel, boom, you thought you were doing a good thing by saving your fiancé, and you haven't.
Although, I kind of thought that they were going to... It's prompting them to get married. Because remember when she was like, God, there's no spouse?
No, they're going to have a quickie marriage. It's the whole thing. I said it two episodes ago. It's going to happen. Because they even said it today. You don't have the spousal, like...
Right. The fact that they said it and announced, I was like, it's going to happen.
I'm not a lawyer, but I'm wearing a suit like one.
Okay.
So you're like Mike.
Exactly like Mike. I'm pretty sure if... First off, the case is in, like, a week.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if they subpoena your fiancé, and then she marries you quickly, unannouncedly, in the time it takes for her to actually show up to the stand... She does not have spousal privilege.
No, she still does.
Yeah, I think you would still get it.
You still get it. She's your spouse now, so she doesn't have to perjure her own husband. Is that the right word? Am I saying you perjure
impede.
Yourself, but you don't perjure other people.
Yeah, actually, that's right.
Okay. But
thank you, lawyer.
Lawyered. Somebody can tell me in the comments if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure there has to be a statute somewhere where they just come
out.
Maybe
they're already secretly quickie married.
I see it on TV shows all the time. It doesn't matter. You can get married 2 minutes before you have to be on the stand and walk in and say, I'm legally married now. Here's our signed certificate. I do not have to testify against
Although I
my
think
husband.
That would make... Wouldn't that make that, her
it
look...
May, it makes but, you look...
But that would make her look just as guilty as pleading the fifth.
Yeah. I do agree with that, but I also think that it also makes her... Maybe she just doesn't want to go down the line of questioning because... When you're a witness up there, yes, it starts off about one thing, but then they start bringing in all this other stuff to paint your character in a bad way. And if she wants to remain a lawyer and doesn't want her other business out there, then she's protecting herself.
Well, then she can go to Argentina.
Just send them all to Argentina.
I think everybody should just go to Argentina.
Everyone take a pill chill.
Chill pill.
Go to Argentina for a while. Start a law firm out there. They probably need it.
Yeah.
All the people who went there to flee extradition.
Yeah, they all need lawyers.
I'm kidding. That would be a terrible idea because then they're stuck in Argentina. Like our co-hosts.
Yes.
How do we feel about Mike thinking he can take this case on himself?
No.
No?
No, I don't agree.
I agree with him, but I also think it'll never happen and it's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But I agree with him. I've agreed with Mike this whole way. Like, last week where he said he wants to just plead guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I agree with Mike that it's like, this is all on my shoulders. And I need to find a way out. Which is still the right approach. Like, him thinking he can actually beat a seasoned district attorney in court.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that would totally prove that you're actually a lawyer. Spoilers, you're not actually...
Spoiler alert.
Spoilers, you didn't
you're
go.
Not.
You did not go to Harvard.
Yeah.
You might be able to best her in court, but you've been training under Harvey Specter, whose main job is to never go to court.
Right.
Yeah. I agree with Mike. I do think... I liked what he said, that he could live with it if he was defending himself and still made a mistake and got sent away to jail, because that's on him. Mm-hmm. But he couldn't if it was Harvey. And I don't want him to ever resent Harvey in that way of like, man, I told you not to do that and then you lost the case for me. But I also think that they need each other for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's done a great job at dividing the great Harvey and Mike team. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes them so great, is when they're working together and they're a cohesive unit. And splitting them apart is probably part of her plan, because now they're a weaker defense to go up against.
Yeah. Also, Nicholas Melendez in the chat. No, Mike and Rachel won't get married because of what Scotty said at the elevator.
Oh, and she tried to plant that seed in
her head.
Which
I think we're never supposed to see very much of Mike and Rachel in, like, bliss.
Right.
In just pure, like, oh, everything's going to work out for those two. Yeah. Like, you get, I think we've had, like, five scenes the whole series where we're like, oh.
It can work.
Good for those guys.
Yeah.
And, like, we had, like, a brief glimpse of it tonight.
Chest.
Yes.
I like your chest.
The chest thing, but then... Yeah. The chest thing and, like, oh, everything's going to be fine. And then Scotty's got to be like, is it, though?
But see,
I know. And Rachel has that personality where she's always teetering. Like, it always looks like something is getting into her head.
Which isn't good. But what Scotty said for me actually sparked the opposite reaction was, yes, they're going to get a quickie marriage because then he's going to grow resentful and they're stuck in this marriage. Like, I think the whole point of them getting married in a quickie way because
they
of the trial.
Ready.
They're not ready. They're not there yet. And then you have Mike, who probably won't be allowed to practice law after this, which is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Holding that resentment against Rachel. And I think it just adds more to, like, how we'll never really see them in marital happy bliss with each other. Mm-hmm. And now they're stuck in a marriage.
So you're...
I still think that they're going to get
married.
She just
thinks it's going to be a miserable marriage.
It's going to add to their story.
So they're not going to be happy ever.
They also had a moment in that scene with the dishes where they could have just talked about...
Packed up and gone to Argentina.
But, like, or talked about taking a deal. Like, because she wanted to talk about it last week, like, at the office while people were, like, walking in and out. And I think what Mike should have said is, like, this is not the time to talk about taking a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I already told Jessica I'm not burning my affidavit. Like, I'm leaving that door open.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at home, the dishes are done, which, by the way, why don't they have a dishwasher?
Thing. Why were there so many dirty dishes? There's only two of you.
I mean, they eat. And I'm sure they don't do the dishes every night either.
Yeah.
But that would be a good time for them as a couple to, like, really sit down and be like, so what kind of deal would they offer?
Mm-hmm.
How messed up would, like, who would I affect? Like, ancillary.
Right?
But, ally, again. Ancillarily.
Okay.
If that's a word. Like, who?
You're a lawyer. You can make up words.
Boom.
Boom. Lawyered.
Done. But I think that would be a good time for them to actually sit down and discuss.
It is a good time to sit down and discuss, like, all their options, because they keep having these mini conversations in not appropriate times, and it's usually Rachel reacting to something that she just found out about instead of actually sitting down and being like, Rachel, why do you feel the need to strike this deal? And let's actually talk about the root of the issues. And yes, and her saying, I'm scared, I need this, and them actually just talking to each other.
Because you're scared, and you should be, but I'm here, and I'm here for you, and, like...
And we're gonna get through this together, and Harvey will find a way, and think of all the people who we're gonna screw over. And let's face it, any deal you make is gonna come with, like, some sort of string attached.
Yeah,
right.
So, like, how they can then now come after you guys, in a way.
You might as well just face this head on.
Yeah.
And if anything... Like I said, I think Mike is gonna slowly find his way to get Anita Gibbs off of all the people close to him's back.
And he's probably gonna do it without letting anybody know.
Yeah.
Well,
he's gonna come, like how he helped Donna last week, and now he helped Rachel this week. Next week he's gonna help, like, Jessica or Harvey, and then, like, he's gonna keep just chipping away at all the things that, if he just pled guilty, would still be burdensome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although it looks like now he's going to actually go to court and try to get it all thrown out.
Yeah.
This point, it's just too late to take a deal. If you're going to do a deal, you needed that, like, 2 weeks ago.
Well, and the deal would sell everybody out. The deal the deal would be lame. And I think it would take a lot of Anita Gibbs's thunder away if he just pled guilty.
Yeah.
And then they're like, of what? I'm like, being a fraud lawyer. Who hired you? What happened?
I lied. I never told anyone.
I'm a fraud lawyer. I faked it all.
Right.
I'm a fraud lawyer. I faked it all. The entire law firm that hired me, yeah, they're defamed, but they're not criminally liable. Yeah. It's all me.
I'm feeling so bad for Jessica and the firm and the reputation going down, and now they have to accept students that, you know, are not from Harvard and no one wants to join. Like, I don't know. I feel so bad.
I'm actually okay with that. And I liked that moment with Lewis where he said, one thing I learned about Mike Ross is that not all lawyers went to Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that that's what led him to open the gates. It also won the bad timing awards.
Because no one wants to come through the gates.
Nobody. Although, not one? Like, if you're at Penn State Law and you're like a middle of the road student, you wouldn't like, hey, I'll give them an application.
Hey, they got those three kids from Harvard who shouldn't have gotten to Harvard.
Yeah, like the three crappy Harvard kids you think.
Yeah. They were like
three
of
their
kids.
Class.
Yeah, like you'd think that there'd be some level of there'd be some level of someone like playing their field, like playing the field a little.
Yeah. So I love Jessica, but I have to say that there was one scene tonight that she really kind of made me mad when she went into Harvey's office and was telling him that he wasn't thinking about the firm and he was only working on one case and she was trying to keep the firm alive. And I was like, Jessica, if he does not win this one case,
the whole firm
goes away
down anyway.
So yes, you stay over there and
she
keep things
her donut
afloat.
In there.
Yeah.
We need at least one mommy daddy fighting scene every episode.
Usually I'm like, Jessica is preaching. Yeah, yeah. She's doing her thing. But in that moment, I was like, Jessica, pump your brakes. Yeah. Harvey is saving everyone's ass
now. Unless you're coming in there to tell him he's not doing that one task properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't even come in there.
Because he shouldn't be juggling anything else. This is what
everything.
He needs to be focusing on. You and Lewis and Jack go figure out the rest of the office problems and whatnot and let Harvey focus on this.
Okay, can you guys refresh for me? Does Jack know Mike's secret?
Everybody knows now.
Okay.
But Jack didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack didn't know, but he was pretty much fooled. Because he tried to make him junior partner, which is ultimately what set everything in motion.
Okay.
But,
oh, right.
You and it's me. Like, because no one... Yeah.
No one told him, because
no
he was
him.
The resident enemy. Which you need. Like, I think you need...
Okay,
you need an enemy among your ranks.
It's like, everyone in the world knows that Mike is a fraud now. But no one has actually said it, but it's something that's just
no
understood.
No one's confirmed
well,
it.
Well, because he went away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He went away for it now. So in this world now, everybody... is pretty well aware, because in the court of public opinion, we've all seen it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're arrested for something, people automatically assume you did it, and they don't look any further into it. I think I made this example last week with Jared from Subway.
Yes.
Jared from Subway went down for some pretty serious allegations. Everybody jumped on the up. He did that. He did that, and we all know he did that. But like, I actually waited for like months until the story actually broke. Of like, no, here's the evidence that he did that.
But
by that point, nobody cared. It wasn't on the front page.
Yeah, right. It used to be that you're innocent until proven guilty, and now you're guilty until proven innocent. Basically,
because the court of public opinion does not follow the same rules as the court of law.
No,
right.
So Mike Ross in this universe is considered a fraud, and then Pearson Spector Lit is considered a place that hired a fraud.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Jimmy Fallon's making jokes about it in this universe.
In this universe,
which would have been very lateral in integration.
They definitely should work on that.
That's NBC Universal.
NBC Universal, make it happen.
So we're talking a lot about Lewis and Harvard and the op-ed that she planted. Anita Gibbs planted an op-ed.
Mm-hmm.
I need them to get the proof of that to take into court. I need them to get the proof of... Well, I guess they can't use it now because they had her sign that document dean.
No, they got all that proof.
Yeah. It's just... I need all that to go into the court because I feel like this discredits her as a lawyer in the first place, and then she shouldn't even be in charge of this trial.
But it's hard because he doesn't want to go to court.
Yeah.
He's made a career of not going to court.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
So, like... And that's what... Ultimately, she said that, like, everyone got really scared about is, like, no, my plan is to take you to court. Because A, that's something you've never done before. And B, I can prove you're not a lawyer.
And this is a criminal case, right? So yeah. Remember how Mike was asking when's the last time you've ever... Neither.
They do a lot of corporate law.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if the last time Harvey did a criminal case, he was a district attorney. Like,
right. Yeah, that's
it was back
true.
When he was in that office and sending people away. So Lewis reads the op-ed. He's got to go to Sheila. And I've really enjoyed all of this.
Mm-hmm.
That this whole winter build-up to who sold Mike out was a lead-up to these, like, five, maybe six, like, awesome scenes between Lewis and Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, I loved you once, and I really want to protect you, and here's the only way I can protect you.
Yeah, it was really heartbreaking to see Lewis kind of go through this. Mm. It felt like I was reliving his breakup with Sheila all over again because, you know, you have Jessica screaming at him, basically, like, you don't want this to happen. Go make sure she doesn't show up in court. Go make sure she does this and does that. And he keeps going there, and she's just like, no, I don't want anything to do with this. But when he actually put her through a Harvey questioning thing, it was harsh, but it's also one of those things that we know that Harvey actually would have been worse than what Lewis gave her.
Absolutely. Right. Harvey would have been...
He does not care.
Yeah.
Harvey would have put her through what Lewis put her through in, like, five less questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, really just, like, pounded it in. That it's like, nope, she's going to lose all credibility as a witness.
Mm-hmm. Which is just... I mean, that's why we love Harvey, but then you think about it and you're like, wow, you're going to really discredit a woman who's telling the truth, who is doing her job well to protect a guy who's not a real lawyer. And when you think about the full circle moment of, like, Mike, this is what the repercussions of your actions are doing to innocent people.
Right.
Forget about your fiance who knew you were a fraud. Mm. The innocent people who are being affected by this is what it's coming down to. And it's like, wow, that's a big freaking deal right here.
Yeah. Sheila's so sweet, too. She just has that innocent voice and look, and so that scene was hard to watch.
Yeah, because, well, also, she's one of those people who is the master of their own domain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that file room and Harvard and everything, like, that's her world.
Right.
So, like, I think that's probably why the Mike information hurt her to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to see everything crumble around her.
Right.
Yeah.
Well played.
Like, well played. Way to get her to Argentina. But then, if she comes back after the trial, does that make her look...
Yeah, it's such a... So random.
Guilty or... I feel like it makes her look some kind of way because she left the country knowing she was supposed to testify in this huge trial.
Was she subpoenaed yet? I don't think she was subpoenaed yet.
I don't think she was subpoenaed yet,
because if you're subpoenaed in a case this magnitude, they take your passport away. So I'm pretty sure that she wasn't subpoenaed yet. I'm pretty
sure... just covering their bases.
It's known that they know her, and it's likely she'd be called to testify, but she may not have been subpoenaed or asked to testify yet, so she could plausibly say, I went to Argentina.
Yeah. She already had plans.
Yeah.
She already had a trip scheduled.
I hope Lewis didn't buy it on the company card. That would just look really bad.
Knowing Lewis, he probably did, and it'll probably come back.
No, I'm sure Lewis has a back end.
Yeah.
I'm sure Lewis has a back end Swiss bank account that's routed through seven different IP addresses. Lewis Strikes is one of those people who has like 12 fail safes that he doesn't even talk about.
Yeah.
But if you asked him, he's like, of course it's routed through, like, 12 IP addresses.
Why wouldn't it be?
What am I, a farmer?
That would be Lewis. Like, who doesn't do that for their just checking account? Come on.
I called my money guy while I was taking a mud.
And then, I love it when he muds.
I think we all love it when Lewis muds.
Yeah.
So let's get into more the defaming of it all, and then Jessica and Jack Soloff.
Okay.
Because Jack Soloff has a chance to leave the firm, but he doesn't. Well, first off, he claims he has a chance to take over a whole department, which is, I loved Jessica's scene in this episode of the sign of true strength.
Oh, yes.
Like, that was just...
I loved that.
Like, too. I'm not going to do pro bono work. I'm not going to do any of this little stuff you claim is going to actually help me.
Right.
I'm just going to do what I always do, which is just kick ass and take names.
Yes.
Which is what she said they would do if they were innocent. which they wink, wink are.
Mm, yeah.
So they're just going to act as if.
I did love that scene with Jessica. So that's when she brought me back over to her side, and I was back to like, yeah, Jessica, you tell them you're the HWIC in charge. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know what those letters mean.
But in typical Jessica fashion, she goes to Jack and says, hey, Jack, go do a thing. go find me a department to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just goes back to her office. And I'm sure she's doing plenty of stuff from her office. But
yeah.
She had a lot of beverages tonight.
She did.
Like,
a
she
lot
had
of
coffee. Like, every scene I felt like donuts, she had a cup
coffee.
Or food.
She was stress eating.
Yeah, there was always a lot. Yeah. There was always something in her hands this episode.
She was stress eating.
But she was going for it. Jack gets offered a job, and he doesn't take it because he feels like, yes, I'm on a sinking ship. But if the ship just takes on water and doesn't sink, I will be a captain. And there was doubt behind his eyes.
There was.
Of, will I, though?
And I think that there will always be doubt in his eyes because he has, like Jessica said, he tried to take the company from her 6 times in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is that side that believes, hey, if I can do the right thing right now and come in when the firm is in need of help and help be the one to get us out of it, why wouldn't I be rewarded and kind of elevate my status?
And he also said that that is his best chance. Like, if he doesn't make it as name partner there, he's just going to be a lifer, is what he said. Mm-hmm. So he's already worked up a reputation there. And like you said, now he's in the best possible position.
Well, but he was also saying is that if he took the job at a law firm after he spent his whole career at another law firm, he'd be a lifer there.
Right.
He'd
right.
never be name partner.
Right.
Whereas if he helps right this ship and make it not sink, he should absolutely be a name partner. That said, would he? This is the same Pearson Spector lit. Or this is the same Pearson Spector that only became lit because he found out about Mike and used it as leverage.
But now he's gone and changed the tide. He went and gave Jessica the dirt on him.
Oh.
Instead of using, you know, dirt on someone else. He's like, here's the dirt on me that Hardman has. So this is how you know you can trust me. And this is how loyal I am to this firm and this company. Because everything he did was always a it was more of a personal attack on the people in charge. He was always loyal to this company and this firm. So you can't take that away from him.
Right.
You know, it's like everything he did was more personal attacks than these people, not on the company as itself.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I do like that he opens the line up to trust, but I honestly don't think Jessica or Harvey, as it stands, would take on anyone like him, which... Anyone like him, and by like him, I mean a grinder.
Yeah.
And because there was a lot of talk when Jack came in about how he and Lewis are grinders, and people like Harvey are rainmakers. And the rainmakers make the headlines and bring in a lot of the money, but the grinders do a lot of the actual work, and both are necessary. And I think we've been alluding a lot that whatever dirt Hardman has that now Jessica knows about was one time where he stepped out of line to try to be a rainmaker.
And yeah.
It didn't work. It didn't work, and now it's dirt that everybody has. Assy Queen Borhan in the chat says, at the end, Jack will get fired. Something will happen.
Oh.
I don't know.
Do you think so?
I don't know. Fired, I feel like maybe he'll take that job.
I feel like at the end, Jack will be standing, and maybe Jessica and or Harvey will not be around.
Because
of the results of whatever the trial comes down to, I feel like you're going to have some sort of huge sacrifice from the firm to keep the firm afloat, and you're going to have to sacrifice Harvey or Jessica to get that to happen, so he will still be around.
Also, Rick Hoffman in the chat. I don't know if it's him or not. There's no profile picture. There's no profile picture, be sure. But he says Kaufman, Hobson, Soloff.
Yes, love it.
All about it. You're gonna be our Jack. You'll get called up.
You'll get called up eventually.
You'll get called up. We'll have some secrets that you can figure out.
You're in the AAA right now, kid. Not at the major league table.
Uh, um, Trying to think of more stuff about this topic that aren't predictions, because that's ultimately where we're headed.
Well, I mean, just one other thing about Jack. I don't know why I feel the need to defend Jack right now, but I kind of feel like tonight's episode, I've got a soft spot for Jack. And when he turned down the job opportunity, all I could think was, you know, he's not... If he were to take a job right now, it would be out of the circumstances and not out of a necessity. Mm-hmm. And later on, even if he doesn't get his name on the door and the firm does stay afloat, then he can go out and probably get a better job because it's not looking like he's desperate to get away from a sinking ship.
Right.
He's going to go somewhere where he can actually use his position and good stature with this firm to go maybe into a higher position where he could get his name on someone else's firm.
Right.
Although I don't think he sees that likely either. But I think it's... I appreciated him coming straight up with Jessica and saying, I need to know if this is ever going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I also appreciated Lewis's scene where he was like, I don't think that's important right now. I think...
It is the least of their worries
like, you're worried about whose name is on the door of the sinking ship?
Yeah. And, I mean, he just said one day, so you could wait
15,
20 more years before you actually give it to him.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, I don't know. I still think he might get fired. I still think he might... I think his loyalty is clear now. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to flip. We know Donna's going to get called to the stand next week.
Mm-hmm. Guys.
Are we there?
Oh my gosh, we're there.
We're ready.
We're ready. We're doing it.
Predictions.
Okay. And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Who's first?
I don't know what to say. I just have to say, what? You're just gonna flat out ask Donna the question? you're not gonna hold anything back. Just like, Donna, did Mike go to Harvard? What the heck? Oh my gosh. And then you just, does she perjure herself? Does she lie?
Well,
what's Donna's smart ass answer gonna be to get herself out of answering that question?
I mean, does she know that? Does she know for certain? This is the part of me that was philosophy before I was a lawyer, before I went to law school.
before
I went to law school, I obviously went to philosophy school. Does Donna know for certain, with her own eyes, that he didn't go to Harvard?
Wait.
Because the question was very clear. Do you or did Mike Ross go to Harvard? Which she could say, I do not know.
Wait, but she can actually... Because if the question is just, did he go to Harvard and not did he go to Harvard Law, she could say, yes, he did, because he got kicked out, right? He was on his way to Harvard before he got, like, unaccepted because of the Trevor stuff.
Yeah.
But did he attend?
I feel like there's a loophole in that question that she can legally answer without... definitely perjuring herself.
Or just pleading the fifth, which would just make everybody look guilty.
I mean, if you plead the fifth ever,
but I think at that point
admitting guilt.
But I think at that point she could just be sassy and say, you should ask Mike Ross.
I don't know. They're gonna say, is it yes or no?
I know. But I'm one of those anti-McCarthyism people you better... I'm gonna just be a hostile witness.
Yeah. Send me to jail for a couple hours. And Trevor...
Or maybe something dramatic will happen right at that moment. Someone will burst through the courtroom doors right as she's about to answer, and something really dramatic happens. She'll never answer yes or no.
Scotty could
bust through the doors with something.
Or like,
I don't know.
Lewis comes in.
Gretchen pulls the fire alarm.
Yeah, pretty much. That's
we're going low.
We're going real low.
Frat style. If it works, it works.
Yeah.
I just don't know that I have any predictions. I'm just sitting here with my mouth kind of wide open, like, what's going to happen at this trial? This is what we've been waiting for since the summer when we found out that, you know, they found out about Mike. So it's just one of those things where it's like, okay, this is the first step to figuring out what evidence they have, that solid, good argumentative evidence, and what... the outcome's going to be, and I just need to know these things. I don't know what to predict at this
point. Will Trevor flip on Mike?
Ooh, I forgot about that one.
Because Trevor's going to get subpoenaed. He's going to get called to the stand. He could just...
I feel like for Trevor getting called to the stand, I think it's easy to what's the word when you make a witness uncredible?
Discredit?
Discredit.
Yeah, it's going to be super easy like to discredit him because of his past.
And I feel like Harvey will find a way to discredit his testimony, Trevor's.
Sorry, I think I'm getting Twitter confirmation that Rick Hoffman was actually in our chat. I'm waiting for it. Someone just said in the chat, we just got lit up. Oh, wow, it's the real Rick Hoffman,
it's
Double
the real,
Dash says.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to check his Twitter real quick and retweet that tweet, if that's the case. I think I laid a lot of predictions out last week. I think I'm good.
Yeah, I think you're good.
I think I could take a week off on predictions. In the meantime, where can people find you, Tiana?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson. Yeah, and on Snapchat, Tiana _ Hobson.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stay Classy Anna.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. This suit courtesy of snapsuits.com. And I do a lot of shows here at AfterBuzz TV. And I tweet about them regularly. Thank you and good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. We just got lit up.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.